And then when they get west of those invaders, when they get back, all the villages burned. And sure enough, when we dig it, all the houses been burned. Three houses, three igloos, three Soli Orapa, all been burned. What we've seen under this one I'm talking about, in front side of that fireplace, split floors out of timbers, real even, seems like a real steel axe is split it. We never know before the white man came. And all floor from that, it's a floor. But the backside, it's a big logs there for akin. And this way, inside of the igloo, we call it akin, that's that the big timbers. And then behind that, you can sleep. The old timer said that igloo, Soligor, what I'm talking about, Akilire, that's family on the other side, family on the other side. That's what the old timer said. And what I'm talking about, this one here is about 20 or 30 feet storm shed in order to keep it warm or to run away from the when the invaders came. And then the Gaftalak is the rain proof. The Mars 2 or 4 years been pinched by the sand or anything. It's really good. Even now we have to search for it, lots of them in the bank. And then after that dirt, that's and what we've seen on that Hohloktok village, it has birch roofing papers on that. And then that moss and covered with the dirt. They use their birch sparks for the rainproof in the same time that Gaftala. And then that's what I've seen. I really know when you get up there, I can take you there and see it for yourself. Rachel, if you want to.
John, can you give us the Eskimo word for those central timbers, those four? Is there a special name for the four that are the foundation for the house?
Yeah, I have something like that.
I have posts.
Yeah.
Posts.
And if I miss something, anyone can help me because I tried my best. I'm a poor drawer, but I try my best. He said some people use the grass to keep the dirt in there, but I'm talking about this Igaptala, the best of all.
Now, from people at Kobuk, how big would those timbers be?
Maybe about 8 or 10 inches.
8 to 10 inches?
Diameter?
Yeah.
Like diameter?
Yeah, diameter, yeah.
And how long?
Huh?
How long?
Any length they want. 8 or 10 feet or 12 feet.
Depending on the size of the house they want to build at.
Yeah, uh-huh. Any size you want. Because I built up in the Powell River where the Daisy white, Daisy ticket before she married was white. And then I make a house, me and my daddy and my brother, about 15 by 15, the big one. Any size you want of that Ibrulik, Soligora, or Tupibak, you can make it.
And what kind of wood?
Spruce.
Spruce?
Yeah. Because we have spruce and cotton trees, or any timber, you name it. Cotton
how
trees.
Do you suppose, before they had steel axe, how do you suppose they cut down spruce trees?
The way I understand, they have a jade axe because I'm from the, a lot of jade is the implements for anything, cut the, for the edge, for the axes. My, where my claims is, in the mountains, we call it Uluksorik. They call it, but the white people came and changed the name from Uluksorik, where my claims is. I've got a big land of my, under my orders. And then, any place at cut bank, you went up there, you can run into the old implements out of jade or flints or obsidian. Hard things and all kinds of implements we can find. All of those what I find from Sangdak River, where my claims is, the edge or anything, any little implement what I find are the arrow points of the flint or the jade, I give it to the soldiers without pay just because they fought for our country. But now, when I find it, I'm going to keep it for myself. I think it's good enough.
Thank you. Should I take a break? I think there's cold pop out there.
This afternoon.
Tommy Lee.
Explain a little bit about the floor. Tamna leo kati lao klugo. Uplaga matumina temanik. Panik tuhita kluwa. Terele. Natha tukum. 10 years. Sabakama. Kittings. Tamatumani utokak sekti me. Sule. Tukonik man. Anderson me. Anderson mix in Miljaksop. Kamara Anderson Simmeralitiga Tebruba. As in about 10 years that I'm up with Sukakluit to pick Rahne Shabaktuma, it is 7 million, 62 million, Patitag million. Was in to come. Tukin natin kinyanginip sa wakak tu tema kanokkay ititigirok ingilaan ni saunasok anyan porit. The oldest village we found the anyan porit. 6 years kanokkay sabab kikot natin kinyanginip kanon naglan. Waarin Sonic Sofini Milo Tasama 1500 Kanokte Sonic Sofini coming in Utin Unaximer, Samanangi Tarin, Sonic in Unit Naximator. To Pergrit Tamato, Totua Evo, Nanipayak, Innova, Idrakatut. Waarin to program it, that Najimit Nunamiyani and May after Vietnam at the Kartok, who were in the Kawit, Mazai Yaret, in the Kawim of Watani, the Red, in the Kawim with Arumani, Savagat Mexip Tape Job, Sulera Mexip, Sokotinik, Sikunik, Yangane. The magna paketa kutik nervi magna peni magna lo sonernik tuwanik supayanik anyan porik mi tuwak in yuektok sule sisikto miyane ase sule iyavet jayt jaytet yuvakma inyayin Sorotit, Jaitet, Itepter Wing Milio, Sisito Milio, Anyan Porit Milio, Inuetut, Sule, Tarektat, Tashavane Sule, Inuetut, Tuvat, Tatnova, Itnerbeka, Nexit, Itna, Asin Yuma, Penny Mane, Utkusit, Sokotat Paketarivut, Utkusit Tamato, Okoti ge loim kikurgok tana tutum omanik nagaka akarigin mitkonginik tutum mitkonginik sunik abupluit tasama tana piyak uyunyak lu piyak takataka piyak tekataka minyak siku sabang urak nasib tana ipad tana sabang urak nipiwit loim okoti ge Tara tamna ona ik na kawik in unit na kanasok iyagoranik it na natulu yang ejak tilalingnik tamasagok iyabotit ubane umane ik na kawik me unaksip chakka fluid kalutit tilaa fluid tanasi utkuring mun nekemik imagmiglo imaling mun it na igatiriok tamure tamatcho iyaget
How deep from the ground?
Dutonek tani, imogorak sulit ang napakit kikot. that. Not the lily orak, Miki Yurak that night, Imilla Runak, Kalu Origin, not the lily.
Tommy, before you quit, Ed, I want to get a couple of questions in here. Two questions.
Okay.
About the house. First, how long would it take? How many days would it take to dig, cut timbers, and make a house like this, do you think?
Well, it's about, when we are careful opening the house, took about 2 days or something like that. It's just careful.
To open the house?
Open the house.
But to go out and cut the timbers and bring them? It's a big job. And if you had to do it with a jade axe, would have taken longer.
Yeah, jade axe would be
a slow job. And would women have worked with men to build this, do you think? Or was it something that men did only?
They all helped each other in building a house.
Would there have been any kind of ceremony that they would have had when they first occupied the house?
First, they would build a fire in the house before they allowed the people to come in.
Very interesting. Warm it up.
Housewarming.
Literally. Okay. Next step, could we look at the inside of a house and somebody draw one of where people would be sleeping? There was a sleeping bench? Along the side? Is this the doorway?
Yeah.
This is the doorway to the outside tunnel?
Yeah.
All right, so we put a sleeping bench around the outside here.
Outside here, the latest one.
All right. Now, where would Apa and Aka be? Is there a location for family and then for children? And maybe Anakrok?
Maybe.
Okay.
in one side of the house, they have a lawn there, like for the edge of the pillow. And then a married couple would be over here, if there was another family, a couple down there, and the children would sleep in between, and they'd have a little bit. And then the floors of that sleeping area would be layers of willow.
And then covered with flowers.
The sleeping area was in a higher elevation than the other part of the house.
And they could sit over the room and work.
Yeah, and the other part also was covered with willow flowers. Some of the ladies would talk about gathering the twigs sometimes in a car and cleaning up all the dirt, you know, and then putting the twigs in.
It's where they have to have food storage.
All right.
On the back side?
Opposite door side.
Back.
Yeah, back.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, let me ask some of you that come from other places. Charlie mentioned about two or three houses with tunnels into Carrageek, for example. How about Kobuk? Was there was Karagi at Kobuk, right? Well, I was wondering if in Kobuk also the house went into the Karagi. The house went by tunnel to the Karagi.
Okay. Are we talking about Kobuk and something like the same place in Ambra?
Yeah. It nago to pick a hot in it na to carry moon. That na a week to it. Ma, I
In the Kotzebue area, they didn't do that. They didn't have tunnels to the Kotzebue.
They got a hallway, and then a doorway down to the lake.
There's one area that they talk about where there are several houses that are tunneled together, and also a tunnel down to the lake.
Mm-hmm. They would come out.
Yeah, and they said there was also one leading to the back.
Yeah.
So when the warriors came, then they could escape.
And besides, the water table down here is too high.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the women made a comment that we never lived like mice.
Okay, let's go on. I think the next question to ask. We don't like to talk about it, warfare, but it's evident that it was existing. So maybe we better, while we're talking about building houses to escape from Indians or somebody,
We better talk a little bit about where warfare took place, how it took place, why did it take place. And it seems as though more warfare up in the Kobuk. And was this because of Indians? Tell us about it, and we'll go from there. Well, what have you heard from Grandfather?
We know exactly where it is, that you to Leora, right across from the Selby Creek place, the Solopoa, that's where they killed the most fighting and experienced fighter, the young men, Kiwiti Leora, that's the fighters from the Kayana went up there, and then they murdered him like just before they take over the Indians, visitors from the Hughes. A lot of fellas like Joe's son, he can tell better, I guess, if he wants. Or Charlie Lee, if he knows it. Or old lady here, Mrs. Brown.
That when we want to talk about a given subject, and especially in a certain locale, that we should ask the oldest people from that area first and give them a chance to speak, and when they're all through, then the younger generation can give more information if they have it.
Or ask questions.
Yeah.
All right. Who's oldest person from up
there? He said Mabel Brown and Susie Stocking and Jenny Jackson. Those are the oldest ladies from that area, and they should be given the right to speak first.
All right. Let's move our tape recorders and listen to them.
Tagani lunga asi uti kama suli na lao mimi guni klunga papani sabakuni inyula meiru tipuna nunaka sanigani tako iya galau ka kano inyuna rakat lichokan na tiga koti ina maru lichokan na tiga umagagla nugona tana tamani takunani kubang mini ini wakal waktu sama uang lima tahun kanya sinyal rusa kati lagi.
That was Mabel Brown.
Aku opak sejak mata ignat tuh rumah hoting anguyai anang nak tak lu jami anang beliat tak hoting anguyang ni pironik opak hoting upa pik mata Tusal laguk tok et kuninga sibulle piknik angu yak tonik khanuk ta sama tusama ne upsi okhoti giral laguk sing kisut angu yak magata subata angu yak magata sunik angu yo se khuting tokot toti dut ubak khanu sinik sat kun sat ku khabutit nothing you can up a true love dog people. In my book, Kavani, Kubon, Kangani.